Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of Up Late with Too Much Caffeine. I'm Up Late.
And I've had too much caffeine.
And joining us tonight is Captain Hammer, our friend with the gigantic penis. Now, we decided to involve him tonight because, well, if you didn't listen to our first podcast, basically what we're planning to do is start on a particular topic and then probably just going to ramble for the rest of the time, but tonight we have a topic prepared that's probably going to take us a while. We're going to start with the video game industry trying to eliminate secondhand sales. So essentially what's happening is they're either going digital or trying to find ways to make more money off of used games, such as Battlefield 3. I checked it out at GameStop the other day, and it was about $17, something like that.
Relatively cheap.
Yeah, it's a good price. But there's also an online fee if you want to play the multiplayer for $10 online. Now, it's not that $10 is too much, but it's just I'd have to go through the hassle of buying points because I don't like putting up on my card and stuff like that.
And you can't buy the exact amount of what you want to buy, so you have excess laying over. That's just a hassle.
Yeah, that's apparently why Microsoft is going to cash rather than the point system. But they've been doing that for a long time.
I'm excited for the point system to be gone.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It was supposed to happen late last year, and it never happened.
Exactly.
From what I heard.
I mean, they've got, essentially you can buy games online for cash, but to get any DLC and a lot of, I think you can buy actual Xbox games for cash.
Actual Xbox 360 games for DLC, for themes, for arcade games, for anything like that, you need to buy Microsoft points.
So there is essentially basically everything other than actual Xbox games that you can download online, you have to pay Microsoft points. Now, I think this is genius for two reasons. Well, it's pretty simple. You have to buy them in increments of $5. Well, what is it? Hammer.
If you buy cards, the lowest amount you can buy is $20, which is 1,600 points.
Now, what if you buy the packs online?
If you buy them online, the lowest you can buy is $5, which is 400 points.
And then what's the increment?
It's $5, or it's 400 points for $5, then 800 for 10, and then you can buy $20 worth, and then $50 worth, I believe, are the increments.
So there you go. Not only do you have to buy basically more than what you want, but they also have 80 points equals a dollar.
Just pants on head retarded.
Well, it's the same thing like how stores, they do the, you know, $16.99, because your brain can't comprehend that as $17.
Your brain can comprehend it. It just looks better than $17.
Well, yeah, but unless
like,
you actually...
It's like saying, oh, hey, that's $100 versus saying, oh, that's only $100. Saying only $100 makes it sound a lot cheaper.
Or the infomercial thing, like four payments of $82.99 or some shit like that.
It's so cheap. No, it's not. You're getting fucked over.
Exactly. So, you know, it confuses you for 1,600 points that doesn't seem as much as $20.
$2.
Never mind.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's late. And you've had too much caffeine.
Not yet.
Now, I don't know about our viewers, but me personally, I buy most of my games new, unlike these guys.
Bullshit, used.
I'm sorry.
I buy new.
You guys buy new, I buy used. I misspoke. I mainly buy used because I'm cheap. And
you're the reason why they want to switch everything over.
So? I don't even play video games that much.
Okay, that's fair. Because, see, the true video gamers will buy new.
The true video gamers will buy whatever they can get a hold of. But I wouldn't discount a gamer as being a real gamer just because they buy used games.
But it also depends on what you're excited for.
I tend to buy all my games new because generally all the games I buy day one because I know I'm going to want to play them. If I wind up going to a GameStop or something like that, I'll buy a used game. If I see one that I haven't, like, I missed or wasn't able to afford when it first came out, I'll buy it used.
So what you're saying is, given the chance to buy a game new or used, if it's significantly cheaper used, you will buy used?
I'm going to go for whatever the cheaper option is.
There you go.
But then again, I like to buy new just because I like the new game smell.
Okay, I don't think that's a real thing.
That is a real thing. My God. My copy of Halo Reach, when I pull it out of that case, it still smells like brand new game. That is, what, 2 years old?
Yeah.
It still smells great. I shove my face in there and... It's great.
So you're saying that...
And I like the look of something new rather than old. I'd rather know I'm the only one that's put my hands on it instead of someone else who's put their dirty little grubby mitts all over it.
So, say quality was exactly the same. Quality of the disc alone, would you still rather buy new?
If it's a significant amount more to buy new, then I'll buy used. But if, like, the new is 60 and the used is $50 or $45, I'm gonna buy new.
Yeah, I've been looking.
I prefer new.
I'm gonna tend to whenever I go and buy games, I'm gonna tend to buy whatever the cheaper option is, used or new. But with that, you have to take into account that with EA and Ubisoft using online passes now, if I plan on playing the game online, I do need to take account into account whether the used buying the used is ultimately gonna cost me more money or not.
Exactly, and I don't know Battlefield 3 is new. I didn't check, but it just pisses me off the fact that they're charging for it. I mean, I get the fact that they need to make money, but I would rather just pay the extra $10 in store than have to go online. Because I don't know about you guys.
Well, can't you do that at GameStop? Can't you buy the pass there?
Actually, you might be able to.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I should look into that. But still,
you can usually buy all DLC in store, and then type in the code when you get home.
I don't know. I think $30 is too much for something that I'm not going to play very much. I don't know.
It can be.
But we were having this conversation the other day, and when we got home, I decided to grab all my games and stack up the games I bought new and the games I bought used. I think I bought about,
five?
Five times more used than I did new. And, sorry, I've been coming down with a cold lately, so that's why I sound like, something funny. I don't know, it's late. I haven't had enough caffeine yet.
Alright, so back to the used shit.
Well, see, one point you made that I think is a great one is that the used game market is basically what keeps new franchises coming out.
Like Lollipop Chainsaw, that game, not a lot of people are going to give that a shot at $60 when you have all your AAA titles that you have to buy.
Plus, it wasn't particularly good.
Well, honestly, Lollipop Chainsaw, I think, is a bad example because there is a big name behind it.
Suda 51. Suda 51. That's what I said.
Game,
yeah.
And people are going to buy that game just because of that name being on it.
I don't know what they've made, so I wouldn't. Well, I'm just saying the smaller publishers need the used game market because without it, people aren't going to be able to give it a shot when it gets cheaper because someone actually did give it a shot and then you can buy it used. Because you have all of your AAA titles that you have to buy, and that's probably in between $200 and $300 a year.
Exactly.
Just on AAA titles alone, and to be able to drop another $60+ on a very small unknown game.
Plus, those unknown games, they don't have a very big ad budget, no. So they can't do the midnight releases. They can't really hype them up as much.
No.
Like, for instance, I think the last couple of new games I bought were Skyrim, Hitman, Darkness 2, Lollipop Chainsaw. Those two were for my sister, though. What else? I know Mortal Kombat was one of the newer ones I bought.
It's not really new.
No, that was a long time ago. And there's a couple... Oh, Reach, I bought new. And there's a few more I'm forgetting, but... Aside from Lollipop Chainsaw, which did have the big developer name, all of those were part of a franchise. Or at least had...
I can't remember the last time I even bought an original IP.
Sniper Ghost Warrior was the last one that I bought.
And that was a mistake.
It was a mistake. I regret it entirely. Mirror's Edge, maybe? But, I mean, that was EA, so...
It's still a new IP.
It is.
But how many people actually liked Mirror's Edge?
I liked it.
A lot of people. A lot of people are waiting for a sequel, actually.
I really want a sequel to that game. That game, if they tweaked a couple different things, that game could be great.
The only thing I didn't like about Mirror's Edge is I found it a little bit repetitive. A little bit, I don't know. I got bored of it after a little bit.
I was okay with the repetitiveness. It just seemed rough around the edges. Like, they could have softened some things up a little bit. But other than that, it was a great game.
I don't know. I only played the demo, but I'd heard opinions from other people. And from the demo, you know, I had fun with it, but like you said, a little rough around the edges. It was kind of awkward to do.
It seemed clunky, in a sense. Too many buttons use. You had to do too many things to do a wall run, jump around, and grab a ledge behind you.
Yeah, but take
that's a double-edged sword, because if you take some of that functionality out, people are going to be complaining that they're not playing a game, they're watching a movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like Brink, when you had the A button to do all of your free running shit.
Yeah.
That kind of takes away from it, but Brink was a shooter, so you can do that. I don't know. Maybe tone it down just a tiny bit, not have to do so much. Well, maybe give a little bit more leeway with when you hit the buttons.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I got... just slapped in the face with a dick every time that I fucked up. Because, I mean, you're trying to jump up to a ledge that's fucking 6-10 stories up in the air.
Have a rope hanging down or something.
Well, if you screw that up and you barely miss it by like an inch or something like that, or
well, you can't tell because it's first person.
Yeah, but she doesn't like grab it or whatever. Then you plummet to your death, and it's like you died. No, it doesn't do that, but it's just a slap in the face.
On a side note, you know what I'd like to play that I know is never going to come out?
Huh?
There was a YouTube video someone made of a first-person Mario. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh my god, that was cool. And then they had the little side-scrolly thing in the corner. Uh-huh. I think that'd be great.
It could make a lot of money.
I mean, I don't have a Wii, and I probably wouldn't buy one for that, but I would definitely go to someone else's house to try it out.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to make a confession here. I have never beat the original Mario Brothers.
Has anyone really? I mean,
everybody has. It's pretty easy. I've been trying to do it, but it's been at work, so I got a lot of shit going on. But basically, there are only like 5 or 6 levels that you actually have to play to beat it. Because in the second level, you can warp to World 4, and then...
5, isn't it? If you're in the second, you go to warp.
No, you can warp to World 2, 3, or 4.
When it's you're not in the second world, the second level of World 1.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then in the second level of World 4, in the cave level, again, there's another warp zone that can get you to level 6, 7, and 8. Is it 6, 7, 8? Because I know you can get to 8.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do you mean World 6, 7, and 8?
Yeah.
Level. So you're saying level and world. And
sorry, my bad. I don't know. But I've never beaten it, which kind of bugs me, because I always get stuck on the one world. Or the one level.
Many of them.
Have I? I think the only one I've beaten was Super Mario World.
That's the only one I've really played is Super Mario Brothers.
The original?
Yeah, the arcade version of it. My uncle has it.
Oh, the arcade one, the two-player one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's...
My cousins, I think, may have beaten it or got really close to or something. They know where all the hidden shit is, where you go up the fucking beanstalk and fly on clouds and shit. It's fucking awesome.
That's not the original Super Mario Brothers. The original Super Mario Brothers was a battle game. Are you thinking Super Mario Brothers 2?
I don't know, something that was on the arcade.
The one where you can pick Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad?
Mario or Luigi.
Alright, then it might be the original one, but I'm pretty sure. I don't know if there were levels. I don't know. I don't think so.
It was a regular, like, Mario game.
So it was a side-scroller?
Yes.
Then it's not the one I'm thinking of.
I don't care what you're thinking of.
Well, I'm trying
to... That's what I'm thinking of.
I'm trying to connect with you, jackass. I'm trying to connect with you. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you're trying to say.
I'll look it up. Give me a couple seconds.
Alright, give him a couple seconds.
You Hammer and Late talk.
Hammer, talk. No, but, okay.
Shut him down before he gets out of the gate.
What was the last big IP title that came out?
Last big original IP?
Mm-hmm.
God, I couldn't think of any offhand.
That wasn't on the arcade.
L.A. Noire, maybe?
No, that... Well, kind of.
It had a lot of hype behind it.
That's the last big, really hyped one I heard of, but that's because Rockstar was behind it.
And that thing tanked like a
son of a bitch. I didn't like it.
It was really repetitive in not a fun way. I like repetitive games. Mirror's Edge, Assassin's Creed, the first one, both repetitive. I loved them. L.A. Noire, I didn't even get past the first disc.
I beat it.
I feel like I should beat it, but I...
It's really not worth it. It really isn't. The girlfriend loved it, and before we started going out, you know, I bought it because she loved it, and I was trying to be all, you know, trying to buy your affection, so I gave her the free download for, like, what was it? Wasn't Vice City or something. She loved it. I hated it. It wasn't fun. I mean, aside from the whole interrogating people and figuring out the crime scenes, basically all you got to do was drive around. And, of course, there were a couple side missions where you got to shoot people, but even that was bland and repetitive. It was just a basic pop-up shooter, you know, chest-high walls and shit. But you know what? It makes me not want to buy games as much with, like, Halo 4. I wouldn't have bought it, or we wouldn't have it if Mickey didn't want it. And, because I played all the other ones, and I understand there were differences, but I'm just not interested.
I found a new IP that came out more recently than L.A. Noire.
Oh, what is it?
Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning.
Oh, yeah, that was the kind of a Skyrim clone, wasn't it?
It was, I've only played the demo, I should say, but it seemed very similar to Fable.
Okay.
I did want to get it, and I probably will be doing so soon.
Yahtzee gave it... Of course he gave it a negative review.
Super Mario Bros.
Okay, let me see that. Well, Yahtzee gave it a negative review, but he gives everything, and it was positive for him.
Sleeping Dogs as well.
Oh my god. No, wait, that's the Chinese one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to play. What's the other one?
Yeah, the other one, Watch Dogs.
Yeah,
that looks good.
Watch that shit's gonna be really good. That's gotta be so good.
Yeah, this isn't the. That was the one I was thinking. I'll show you it. I have it on my computer. We'll think about it later.
This one's a side scroller.
Oh, it is?
That was a side scroller.
Okay.
It's Super Mario Bros.
All right.
Dishonored.
Oh shit! I forgot about that.
I bought that. That was a good game. I enjoyed it. See, this is why we need a fact checker here.
Exactly.
Those are the three big ones of 2012. The three big original IPs. Anything
big coming out this year?
I'd have to check.
I re-listened to our first podcast, and we said a lot of stuff that was kind of presented as fact that I don't know if it was true or not, but it sounded like bullshit. But that's what we do.
Gotta believe what you say.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say, chances are nothing we say, or chances are a lot of shit we say is factually wrong, and, you know, once we put these out, we would love for you guys to email us if we get something wrong, if one of our facts is off. But if our personal opinions differ from yours, just go fuck yourselves, please. No one really cares. I mean, that's a really, really kind of dead argument. Oh, go fuck yourself. My opinion's my own opinion.
I do feel it fit to point out that we're probably maybe alienating a good portion of people who would listen to this, just because I'm the only one here who actually plays PlayStation 3 games, and none of us are PC gamers.
That's very true. I'd like to be a PC gamer, but it's too expensive.
Well, this isn't an exclusively video game podcast.
Yeah.
Just this episode.
Well, for video game-related episodes, I should
say.
That's very true. It's going to be heavily sided towards Xbox.
Yeah, I prefer Xbox.
Okay. Also, I'm going to toss this in here. If you have any questions, comments, ideas, things you want us to talk about, you can hit me up at on Twitter at T_Wolves216.
That's his Twitter. And like I said, we would absolutely love feedback, just anything you want us to talk about. Hey, if you want to insult us, that's all fine, as long as we're getting attention, right?
Yep. Like attention. We're also going to come up with possibly a website, for sure, an email.
Yeah, we're definitely going to come up with an email.
More ways for you guys to contact us, and just kind of maybe we might have a live chat one of these days if shit gets rolling.
Preferably, we would like to upgrade this a little bit from, you know, a Rock Band microphone in my room. I'm not joking, people. That's exactly what it is. That's why our sound is so shitty.
All that, and you know, we're not great talkers.
So
I'm not.
I ain't speech that good.
When I'm looking at these, I'm looking at the most anticipated games of 2013 right now. Am I just looking for exclusively, like, new IPs?
Well, no, let's read them all out loud and talk about, okay, this is most anticipated games of 2013.
This is,
Wait, is this, according to EA? Or not EA?
IGN?
No.
Metacritic?
Metacritic, okay. I'm okay with that.
No, was this at E3? Not EA, what the fuck? E3.
What are you talking about?
I watched E3 a couple years ago, and I forget, just none of the games that were big. I think that's the year they were doing the Kinect, when it was called the Natal.
God, I love that. Why'd they change that? Why do they fuck shit over like that? I liked it better. Prototype names are always better. What was the Wii called? Revolution?
Oh, Revolution.
God, that'd be awesome. I would buy that. I would buy the Nintendo Revolution. Nintendo Wii makes you sound gay.
Well, okay.
I'm gonna go play Wii!
Okay, first of all,
going to jerk off is what you're doing.
Okay, Wii jokes are really out of date. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't care. It's still funny.
Even the remote's phallic. And it just looks like a kitty thing.
Anyway.
Testicles.
Most anticipated games of 2013. According to Metacritic, I'm sorry for like not knowing these games offhand and having to look it up, but first on the list, we've got Aliens Colonial Marines for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, releasing February 12th, sorry.
Aliens Colonial Marines?
Yes.
I actually kind of want to play that.
If a good portion of that game plays anything like the opening of the Marine campaign for AVP, for the newest AVP.
So it is an Aliens game.
It is an Aliens
game. Okay.
If the beginning of it plays anything like the beginning of the Marine campaign for AVP3, I am really going to enjoy most of that game. Because
I was legitimately terrified during that.
Especially, they got all the sounds perfect for that game. If they do that, it's being developed by Gearbox, who also did Borderlands and Duke Nukem Forever.
Which took forever.
That's not a good thing that they did Duke Nukem Forever. Nuke Dukem?
Dookie Nukem?
Poop jokes. That's what we're lowering ourselves to. Poop jokes. Right. But thank you. I'm okay with this though.
Back to Hammer.
That it has the capacity to be a really good, like really thrilling game.
It does.
All right, but it is part of a franchise.
It is still part of a franchise. Yes.
All right, so no IP.
This one is also not a new IP, and despite the fact that it's PC exclusive, I have played the first one. The next on the list is Amnesia: A Machine for Pigs.
I watched like the first 5 minutes of it, and I got goosebumps. That shit was fucked.
Releasing early 2013, exclusive. It's PC exclusive.
Wasn't that the one that you were saying that that's like the only horror game that you've been legitimately terrified of?
A lot, like I don't like the way horror games seem to be going. Like I wouldn't. A lot of people like cite Dead Space and Fear as horror games. I wouldn't consider them necessarily horror. They're more.
I'd say more action.
They're
horror.
More action than horror, because I like they have a lot of like jump in your face scares, and those don't scare me.
Those aren't scares. Those are shocks.
So it's like a scary action movie.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say this. Slender.
Fuck you.
I haven't actually played Slender.
Don't.
It's so terrifying.
I'm being serious. I couldn't pee for 4 hours.
I remember the night we... Okay, here's the story.
Next time my brother isn't home, I'm gonna go jump on his computer and download it.
Okay, here's the story. Was that when everyone was over, or the...
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone came over.
It was before everyone came over.
Yeah, but we were playing, and I don't know if you guys have played... You know what? People are probably going to call us bitches for being terrified of it, but it's a legitimately scary game.
It is.
It is, and it's...
While we're talking about Amnesia, I did play the first Amnesia, and I got the... like, if you set up like your room correctly for it, if you set up all the graphics options on your PC for it correctly, mm-hmm. then that game creates the perfect like spine-chilling atmosphere.
I'm not a big fan of horror scary. My brain likes to fuck with me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, anyways. I wanted to show it to him because it terrified me. I figured, okay, he has to see this. And the first game he played, he was in the bathroom, and he turned around. Slender Man's right there by the bathroom door. So he was dead. But he hadn't played it, so it's one of those games that gets scarier the more you play it. For me, anyways.
Because you're just waiting for him to pop up somewhere.
Yeah. So he didn't really get scared, but what happened the second time?
Melissa was playing.
Yeah, one of the girls we know, and it was hilarious, because whenever she plays video games with us, she is just terrible. Because she doesn't play. She doesn't. But she was playing, and the whole time she's, you know, it took her about 10 minutes.
It took forever.
And finally we were all about, oh, this is boring, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So it was me, her... One other guy, and then too much caffeine here, sitting behind the computer.
I was actually in front of it. I didn't see the screen.
Oh, he was in front of it, but he couldn't see it. And then my sister and one other person outside on the deck having a cigarette. And then I tell her, just, hey, turn around, just for shits and giggles, right? Turn around, he's right there. All of us just lose our shit. Just, ah! He didn't see it, and he just loses it. And then my sister and whoever it was out there come in, and they're like, what the fuck? So everyone leaves, and it's just us two. And he couldn't piss for 4 hours.
We had to go to the store to go get stuff, and then I finally was able to go to the bathroom because it was bright in there and not dark.
And, by the way, if he would have done it, I would have banged on the bathroom door at our house just because I'm that big of a dick.
Or found some sort of static noise.
That's worse.
I might have had a heart attack and died. I'm not lying.
Although, if fucking hell, if I would have fucking gone downstairs and tripped the fuses and then gotten the static,
I would have died. I would have ripped off the shower curtain, rolled myself up into it, and hidden the bathtub.
That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
How would that help? Legend style.
He didn't use a shower curtain, though.
No, but he hid in a bathtub.
All right. But, okay,
I don't have a dog to protect me, damn it.
So you're gonna have a That would do nothing. That would restrict you from the killer.
It would keep my eyes from being able to see what's going on. I'd rather not see what's going on if I'm already trapped in a goddamn bathroom that's dark, and I probably already shit all over myself.
Okay,
Back to video games.
Well, that is a video game.
Back to new video games.
New video games. All right.
Next one is a sequel to a game released on PS3 and Xbox 360 called Bayonetta. Bayonetta 2 is going to be exclusive to the Wii U, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I'm excited for the Wii U.
You're excited for a system that's already out?
Yeah. I'm excited to play it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't care enough.
I do, but I don't have the money to get it right now, so.
I'm not going to spend extra money on it, but I want to play it.
If I had the chance to go over to someone's house and play it, I wouldn't be like, eh, whatever. I would legitimately be excited to play it, but I would never shell out money for it.
Is it Bayonetta, the chick with the really long red hair?
No.
No?
That was Heavenly Sword. She's the fetish chick. You know, the one with the big, like, ridiculous... Like, basically, her heels are so high that her feet are vertical. She's in a big black suit with weird hair and teacher school glasses. It's just...
Her suit is, like, made of her hair, if I recall correctly.
It's basically a fetish game, let's be honest.
But tentacles.
Tentacles! Cthulhu dick.
Next one, PS3 exclusive, Beyond Two Souls, by developer Quantic Dream, who also made Heavy Rain. And I'm excited for that game just for that reason. I really... Like, I know you guys haven't played it, because you guys don't play PlayStation 3, but I really, really enjoyed Heavy Rain. I really enjoyed, like... I know a lot of people don't like video games being turned into movies, but I really like the...
Uncharted.
I really enjoyed, like, playing Heavy Rain and all the different outcomes you can get for the different ways you played it. Like, you played as four different characters in Heavy Rain, and if one of them died, they stayed out of the game for the rest of the game. And it could dramatically affect the ending of the game.
Did they do a good job with it?
They did a really good job with it. I did play that game through multiple times just to see different endings.
Because see, there's the thing.
I need to play PlayStation games. I need to borrow your shit.
I want
to
play. You know what I want to play the most? Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus is really good.
I want to play God of War 3 just because I haven't, and I want to finish that shit.
I was gonna say it, but I'd rather play Shadow of the Colossus, just because I saw it in a Game Informer years and years ago, and I really wanted to play it, but I never got it.
I have an attachment with God of War.
So do I. Oh, whoa, hold up. Was that one a sequel?
Beyond Two Souls?
Yeah.
No, it's a new IP.
It is?
Yeah.
Is it like Heavy Rain, though?
I haven't played Quantic Dream's, like, older games, like Indigo Prophecy, but I heard Heavy Rain and Indigo Prophecy are very similar, so I think it's a reasonable expectation that Beyond Two Souls would be a very similar game to Heavy Rain.
So would you consider it...
I would consider it a new IP still.
Really?
Even it is by a big name, though, so...
Big name developer, basically. I would consider it more of a spiritual sequel, but... Okay, let's consider...
Not religious, I'm spiritual. Well, I'm not honest, but you're really interesting.
But, I would consider it more of a spiritual sequel. But, okay, that's one new IP. What's next?
Next one, coming out March 26th for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC is BioShock Infinite.
Okay, I'm excited for that. So I cannot.
I'm excited to be in the sky.
I know.
That fucking hook thing that you travel by, that's fucking awesome.
I know.
I'm definitely excited for the new setting that BioShock is moving to. I'm definitely excited for... The game looks very, like, steampunk, and I really like that kind of style.
Plus, it also looks bright and open, which...
It's totally different for
totally BioShock. Totally different, exactly.
It's going to have a brand new atmosphere.
That's awesome. Kind of like... Now, I know I'm going to get shit for this, but kind of like Panic at the Disco. I love them. A lot of people don't. I do.
They're a great band.
I agree. But for me, every album was a new album.
It's because they were.
Asshole! You know what I mean.
That's because they experiment with a lot of new ways of going about their shit.
Exactly, and that's good.
Each one was the same genre, and it was all the same technically, but it all sounded a lot different.
No, they weren't the same genre. The first one was techno-pop, the second one was folk, and the third one was a little more of punk-pop, more pop.
I was just going to classify it all as, like, punky-poppy stuff, just different feels to it.
I would have agreed with you if not for the second album, because that was all folk music. Well, they were kind of doing a Beatles thing, but I liked it.
I like them all.
They got a lot of shit for it, but I definitely enjoyed it. But it's
band needs to experiment. You can't just play the same goddamn shit all over.
Now, I'm not saying it has to be as drastic as they did.
No.
But there does have to be a significant amount of change over time. But that always goes the fuck it over. When Folkin' Around first came out, there's a line in their first song, something about we're still the same band. I could figure it out, but don't look it up. I don't care. But
I was just gonna play it.
Okay. But actually, no, I don't know what the copyright rules are.
Play a small little snippet.
Alright, but I heard a couple of people say, no, they're not the same band. And immediately, once it came out, I came back with the argument saying, hey, the next album's gonna be different from the first one, and the second one, different genres, and it was. So they're not a techno genre. And that's why I like the idea of BioShock Infinite. I didn't play the second one, but how was it?
I haven't played the second one either. I heard Wes... I have this thing, like, playing games with multiplayer tacked on. I heard BioShock 2 was kind of... I heard it was still a great game, but I heard it wasn't nearly as good as the first one, and I didn't want to play it in case it kind of was really disappointing.
I heard it was basically the first one again, but not as good. And see, that's the problem. And see, there's where Bioshock Infinite comes in. It's going to be a different setting, a different time period, but the same steampunk feel. And I assume the same basic kind of art style, which is steampunk again, so.
Back to Panic at the Disco, it's something along the lines of, we've been busy writing songs for you, but you don't have to worry, we're still the same band.
There you go. And everyone said, no, such and such, you know the rest. Next game?
This is a PC exclusive, so we're not going to have too much to say about this, but World War II shooter, Company of Heroes 2.
Okay, so, releasing early sequel. 2013. Just next. Another generic war shooter, probably.
Next one, I'm not sure if any of you guys played Crysis 2. We got Crysis 3 released February 19th for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. I played Crysis 2.
I heard the graphics were stunning.
It had amazing graphics, but I honestly got really bored of Crysis 2.
Wasn't it very similar to the first one?
I never played the first one, so I don't know for sure.
That's what I heard.
I didn't get too into the storyline. Like, the storyline didn't suck me in, and I found the game, like, a little bit boring after a while, so I wound up not finishing that game.
Okay, but here's a question. Something I've been struggling with lately for my games. What's something about a game that really sucks you in? Is it more so the story or the gameplay? Or
story, more so than anything.
A good combination of gameplay, story, and environments. All a game really needs in its story to suck me in. It's like as long as it's like relatively simple, something that's easy to follow. Like you don't have to get too into like background lore and looking at audio logs and stuff like that to get into the story. I'll get sucked in. Good environments and smooth gameplay are also, like, even if the gameplay is not necessarily, like, even if it's a little bit repetitive, if it feels nice to do what I'm doing, then I'm going to like playing the game.
I guess I can't say the story in general, then, because if gameplay is addictive, like Fallout.
Possible game.
Yeah, no story to that, just getting through. But like Fallout, going around collecting shit, or other games like that, like Skyrim.
I was just going to say something that really sucks me in is advancing. Or it doesn't even
having a visual representation of your advancement.
Exactly.
Or sandbox games.
The game that I was thinking of when I was saying was the Prince of Persia reboot, the first one for Xbox 360, gives a really nice visual representation of how you're advancing, because like most of the environments are kind of
dull,
like,
and gray.
Dull and gray because lifeless. Of a creature that's been released from its prison. And as you clear up the environments, they slowly start to look, or they start to look a lot more visually appealing, and it's nice to kind of look around at what you cleared up, and
I liked that, but see, the thing is, the second I beat it, I sold it. I did not.
Yeah, that game doesn't have very much replayability.
Not at all.
Replay value at all, but I bet playing through it the first time, like, I don't think I've ever stopped and looked at, and just looked at environments for as long as I did in that game. They were absolutely stunning. Like, that is one of the most beautiful games I've played.
I can agree with you, but what was it? There are, like, 16 basic levels, I think, because there are 4 sections, and I think every section has about
4 spots you can clear.
Yeah, so you got about 16 quote-unquote levels.
Yeah.
With a shitload of traveling in between. Traveling in between was the most fun part. Clearing out the levels was boring, and the thing that really pissed me off, the combat was shit. It was terrible.
The combat wasn't that great, but it was really fun. Like, there wasn't too much fighting in that game. The best parts of the game, though, are definitely the exploring and, like, just moving around the environment and kind of looking around at the environment.
And plus, you got a good chance to do the whole platforming, the parkour, the wall running that you could do in the old games, but the fact that you couldn't die pissed me off. It just felt like my hand was being held. But the one thing that really just took me out of it was the fact that you couldn't rewind time. I love that mechanic so much. And I remember the commercial for the first PS2 Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. It was like 3 or 4 of them, but one of them, a guy was running towards a bridge, and he just jumps off, and then he reverses, and it says we'd all take more risks if we could rewind time. That was awesome.
Fuck yeah, we would.
Hell yeah. Just grab people's tits.
Fuck all the hookers and see if you get any diseases. And then rewind time when you do.
No, no, no.
Or if you get caught.
No, you just have sex with them. Rewind. Have sex. Just stick in this never-ending loop until mentally you're done.
I suppose if you remember it.
Yeah. Well, you can.
This conversation took a very odd turn.
It did.
All right.
Okay, what would you do if you could rewind time?
I don't know what I'd do.
I would probably... I think the thing I would do most is just tell people off. Like at work when people give me a shitty tip for something I know... Okay. I think this is something pretty exclusive to Minnesota, but it's pull tabs. It's basically like a raffle on crack. There are like 3,000 tickets in a box, and you buy them for $1 a piece, or $2.
But they're 5 or 10 or 7.
Usually they're $1 or $2. That's the average, but they do have them for more. They do. And in most of the dollar boxes, you can win up to about 200.
202.
Yeah. No. I had one the other day that was 300. It had 3 threes, a couple of hundreds, and the rest were like 50s.
On average, though, it's a 2.
Around 2. But etiquette, now again, this is tipping etiquette, and it's really hard to bitch about it, because it's unlike the service industry. It's different because you're not serving them, you're not waiting on them. All you're really doing is dealing their tickets and smiling at them, making conversation, being nice. But etiquette says you should be tipping 5 to 10%. And generally, most people tip around there when they're up money. If they've lost, they'll tip less, but you got some people who will tip less always, and some who will always tip 10%, and those are the people we love the most. But there's a woman who comes in, no matter what she does, she always tips $2. She comes in, spends $40 in a $1 box, hits a $150. Lowest denomination of bill I give her was a 5. Are you laughing because I'm getting into this?
Yes, that you're turning it on yourself, you narcissistic bastard.
I'm making a point here.
A point on tipping when we're talking about all video right, games.
Next game is okay, well, how did I get here? The point is, she tipped $2. 2%, and I can't be angry.
You got here on your own.
I knew I had a segue. I'm sorry I lost it.
I don't know how we trailed into this, but next game is Dead Space 3, releasing February 5th for Xbox 360, PS3.
Wait, I had another thing to say, damn it.
Ah, that sucks.
No, something that sucks me into a game is something leveling up, basically. But not like the Pokemon kind of pisses me off, and any other games where how you level up is predetermined or you can't choose. I like to boost my stats according to what I want.
Skyrim.
Okay, go. Dead Space 3.
I was originally turned off by this game because of the addition of co-op, which is new for Dead Space.
That's not as scary.
It's not as scary. I think Dead Space is kind of playing itself up to be more of an action game now, especially since they're bringing like weapons crafting and stuff like that into Dead Space 3 now. While you are fighting scary monsters, I think they're definitely starting to embrace action more than they are horror, and I think they're doing that on purpose. But the co-op mode initially was like I hate the idea of tacked on co-op more than I hate the idea of tacked on competitive mode, because I was picturing it as if you're playing single player, you're gonna have this AI guy following you around the entire game.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite different, where if you're playing single player, the character that the second player would normally be playing as just kind of randomly shows up once in a while, and you have a brief conversation with him, and then he goes away.
That's cool.
And if you actually have the second player playing with you, then you kind of get more insight into his background story at different points of the game. And the co-op guy, I forget what his name is, John Carver is his name, he's a soldier, and he's kind of suffering from like trauma from that. And because of that, during some parts of the game, he'll start hallucinating while Isaac has to try to keep like necromorphs off of him that he can't see because he's in the middle of this hallucination. So whoever's playing as Carver is going to be seeing a lot of stuff in the game, a lot of hallucinations that Isaac won't be able to see. So that will create an interesting co-op dynamic, I think.
Now, on the subject of forced co-op, a game I never played but I love the idea was the Grand Theft Auto series. Or the 4, anyways.
Love Grand Theft Auto 4.
I never played it.
Okay, I don't love it as much as San Andreas because that was easily the best game, but I'm excited for 5.
No, the best Grand Theft Auto game was Saints Row 2.
Ass.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Have you even played Saints Row 2?
No.
You didn't play. Okay, you're fine.
I played the shit out of it. I will lend it to you tonight.
I don't want to play it. I already played 3 and I'm pissed at Saints Row.
Yeah, but Saints Row 3, I didn't play it. How was it, Chris?
Saints Row the 3rd was good, but they made some...
They fucked over the story. They bent it over a table and fucked it with a steel rod.
Okay, more or less than Crystal Skull?
More.
Really?
Besides killing off a major character in the first 10 minutes of the game, off-screen.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was that the dude you were partnered with? Gat.
Johnny
Gat. Gat, really?
Yeah, Gat.
Why?
Most awesome dude in the game dies off-screen in, like, the first, 10 minutes?
First 10 minutes.
It would have to be because the voice actor was...
Wallace. No, I don't care. Like, he can die gloriously on screen.
It wasn't the first 10 minutes of the game part that bugged me. It was the off-screen part.
Yeah, they could have done it without his voice.
I don't care about his voice, goddammit. Kill him on screen. I want to see that motherfucker die on screen. He was one of the baddest dudes in the game.
How would you know?
Because I've watched Chris play and I've watched videos for it.
But I like the idea
of... Zombie Gat was cool, though.
A bunch of people running around, just doing their own thing in a sandbox. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's fun until you start killing each other and get pissed with that.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one, Hammer?
Next one is Dota 2, being built by Valve.
Dota?
D-O-T-A, Dota, I'm not sure how it's actually said, but it's a very similar game to League of Legends. It's going to be a free-to-play.
Oh, cool.
Just like League of Legends is.
So I'm assuming computer game.
And I think there's already people like in the beta for it, and it's going to be released to the actual public soon.
Is it solely PC?
It's exclusive to PC.
All right, well, still, sequel.
Sort of.
It said Dota 2.
Is it?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Next one, we've got Double Fine Adventure being developed by Double Fine Productions to be released early 2013 for PC and iOS.
What is it about? I've never heard of that in my life.
I don't know, but the name behind it, Tim Schafer, is a very...
Yep. Psychonauts. What else did he do?
Brutal Legend, Grim Fandango.
Yep. How was Brutal Legend?
Meh. I didn't play it for very long.
A resounding meh?
It was probably a resounding meh.
I don't particularly like Jack Black.
Nobody does.
Okay.
God, he's so annoying. He has his moments of funny, but he's a really child family funny. He's not like...
No, they make him a child family funny.
That's true.
He...
School of Rock I liked. I'll say that much. I like that movie.
I only like it for one reason, and that's because I was in middle school when it came out, and whenever they had the father-daughter dance, my dad and my sister would go to the thing, and my mom would take me to a movie. We went to see that. It was fun. And, you know, I saw it when I was young, and it's basically one of those movies I'll just watch when I'm bored, if there's nothing on.
But not Nacho Libre, or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that.
Next game.
Next game.
Next game.
Wait, hold up. We've had two or three original IPs.
Double Fine Adventure, Beyond Two Souls, and that's it.
Two out of a shitload.
Yes. Next one is not an original IP, but releasing 2013 exclusively for PC and MMO set in a very popular universe, The Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay. Oh, it's only PC? Shit! I wanted to play that.
How would they do that on Xbox?
They've done it before. Except,
not very successfully, I don't think.
No.
Fantasy Star Online.
How'd that work out?
I don't know, I didn't play it much.
Yeah. Wasn't that the one we ran around yelling Wang at people?
Oh, yeah. You tried to break the sensor?
The game was stupid. Well, no, they bleep everything else or starred or whatever, and Wang came up as not starred. We had a Hammer run around yelling Wang at people.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Alright, what's the next one?
Gears of War Judgment exclusive for Xbox 360. I think
not a huge Gears fan.
It is, like, I'm not a huge Gears of War fan either, but it is one of the better third-person shooters I've played.
That's true.
I mean, and I haven't, like, not finished any of those games. They're very fun to play. The storyline kind of sucks me in.
I've played a little bit of each one. I played the third one maybe 2 hours in with the torch, but it's nothing I would play alone, unless I was playing, like, Horde mode or something. Next.
Gears of War Judgment is a prequel to the main Gears of War trilogy.
They do when they run out of ideas. Let's just do a prequel.
That's when they do what they do when they can't make a sequel because of storyline issues.
Why not just do a new fucking game? Or do the same game set in a different...
Well, why not keep milking franchises that sell well for money? I mean, it's an industry. It's a business.
Yeah,
they're going to do whatever they can to make money.
It's a great business model.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that it's not a
and
smart
plus
idea.
Plus, it adds more insight into the world.
If you really care about the world, but how many people who play Gears... Well, you just said the story gets you, but...
The story gets me, but I'm not as into the Gears of War universe as I am into some other universe.
Let me ask you this. If I asked you to explain the Gears universe...
I wouldn't be able to do a very good job, personally.
Okay. But, say, Halo, you could go on...
I could go for hours
and
on Halo.
You have. I remember. Remember on the bus rides to school, I had you explain it to me every day.
Next game, the 7th installment in a very popular PlayStation exclusive franchise, God of War Ascension.
Ooh. Okay, I have not played any of the God of War games, but I know them like the back of my hand. because you and the Torch used to play them all the damn time. I've watched all the cutscenes for them. I know the story, up, down, back, and forth.
There's not really much of a story to get into. A super angry guy kills a lot of very powerful people.
I would like to play it, but it's not worth buying a PS3.
That's why you borrow hammers. I really want to buy one.
I bought my PS3 almost just for God of War 3, and I really, really, really enjoy God of War 3.
Are there any PS2 emulators?
There might be.
That would work well.
PlayStation 2 is dead.
Yep, you told me.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
We can get back into that.
All right.
A little bit later.
Remind us, Hammer.
I have a game that I want to talk about.
The next game, one that I know that to be released quarter 2 for Xbox 360 and PS3, Grand Theft Auto 5.
God, I'm so excited for that. There's three main characters so far that they've kind of highlighted a little bit. I want to know how you're going to be able to play it.
Aren't they going back to San Andreas?
Los Santos, but yes. I'm so excited for that.
But that's where San Andreas was.
Yeah, that was.
Then I'm excited for it.
It was such a great game. I hope they bring back a lot of the gameplay, and I hope that they take the
original cheat codes.
I like cheat codes, but I don't care if they bring that back necessarily in the form of actual cheat codes, not your phone and typing in cheats, because that's fucking ridiculous. It's stupid. But I hope that they keep the city exactly how it was. Maybe add more business to it or whatever. Maybe flash it up a little bit from what
more
it used to be.
More shit that you can go into and interact with.
Yeah, but I want the exact same layout because I remember
you want the Grove, motherfucker.
I remember that game like the back of my hand. I can get wherever I need to go. And that game is fucking ancient.
The first section, I played it like halfway through. I think I lent it to you and now I don't know where it is. Played it from my computer.
Somewhere here.
I guarantee it's in this fucking mess somewhere.
I know, I'll get it back.
But yeah. And plus the turf wars, those were fun as hell.
I know.
All you need to do is grab an Uzi, some armor, and you're golden.
Such a great... That game was so far ahead of its time.
I know. And jetpack.
Jetpack.
Jetpack. Jetpack. Am I right?
Jetpack. So much fun. Flying cars. The cheat codes for that game were almost endless. You could give taxis every taxi boost just by hitting the horn. If you typed in a cheat code. Couple that with flying cars.
Yes. And just the fact that you could boost up your character the way they did, with the muscles and the fat.
And you could change your hairstyle. Going from that to Grand Theft Auto 4 was such a step down. It was an entire step down.
I can't comment.
Like, you fell like six stories. That's how much of a step down it was.
Well,
with how much customization you could do in the first one, it was like, I haven't played Saints Row 2, but it was like Saints Row 2 to Saints Row 3. How much customization of your character that they took out.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that? Why would you take out something so core to a game?
There's nothing wrong with options, is something I like to say.
Well, who was it?
The more options, the better, almost. Because yes. it gives you an opportunity to create a character that's yours and yours only that nobody else is going to duplicate.
I understand that to an extent, but I did hear an argument about basically the Elder Scrolls series and basically every game like it. Aside from choosing your class and possibly gender... Making your character really doesn't make that big of a difference, because how often do you really see your character?
It doesn't matter, but when you do see your character, you know it's you. In a cutscene, since games have been doing that, where it's your own character in a cutscene...
I'm talking Elder Scrolls and game like that specifically. Nothing like Mass Effect, where it really ingrains it.
Okay, even in Elder Scrolls, when you don't see your character a lot, you still know it's you. Mm-hmm. It's someone you created. You're putting all of this time, you're putting hundreds of hours into a game... And it's your own character. It's almost like it's you back in that time.
But the only thing is, I could get that without having to do my character. If, honestly, to tell you the truth, if you showed me the Khajiit I made and the Nord I made compared to, like, six different Khajiits and Nords, I couldn't fucking tell you what the difference was.
It doesn't matter about the difference. It's a matter of the thing of creating your own character.
The fact that you put the time into creating
it's creating a bond with a fictional character.
There's nothing wrong with options. And a lot of... You don't get to see your characters very much in Elder Scrolls and Fallout and stuff like that because... the entire game is in first person, but you can switch it to third person, and a lot of people do detach the cameras from their characters to take screenshots because they are very environmentally beautiful games, and some people like seeing their own characters in those environments, and even if it's just for something as simple as screenshotting and making backgrounds and stuff out of it, it's still nice to have that option there so that you can have a character that you like exactly what it looks like instead of a generic kind of developer-created thing.
Although, to be honest, I felt more of a connection to my Saints Row character than to my Skyrim character, but that's really because I suck at creating a character that looks like me. Whereas my mom, she got in, they got into the Tiger Woods golf before they got into the Lego franchise because, you know, they couldn't play golf during the winter. But they would, my mom created my dad, herself, me, and it's just uncanny the shit you can do in there.
And that's why I like that in games.
Yeah.
If you really get into it, you can create an awesome character when you can create, or you can adjust so many different
sliders.
If you're
good at it, then it's worth it. If you're good at it, yeah.
Like EA with Madden 13,
yeah.
You can actually take a front picture and a side picture of your face, upload it to their website, do a little bit of adjusting on a couple little points to match up on there, and you can import your face into the game. So in Madden...
Okay, is it your face or is it a... Does it adjust the sliders for you?
It's a rendering of your face.
So it is an actual rendering of your face.
It looks like your face. I haven't been able to get it to work just because my profile isn't hooked up with my EA account properly because I changed my name on there and fucked everything up. Don't change your name.
Now you fucked up.
I did fuck up. Changing your name fucked over everything for me. But I've seen it in like their videos and whatnot, and you can actually see your face in there. And like normally on your player card in Madden, it'll just show a black outline of you.
That bugs me.
On there. I mean, it'd be nice if they could at least take a picture of the stupid created face that they already have in there and put that up there, because at least you see a fucking face.
Or at least, like, a lot of games where they say your name. What was it? UFC. The last game I got was 09. So I don't know what it is now, but you type in your name, and then you have to pick a nickname, because those are the only pre-recorded ones. Now, no. I understand, because you got the announcers talking, but if you have the ability, like, Microsoft Mac speech or whatever... That's pretty good. Now, say you soup it up a bit, and then you get, like, once you type in your name, you get, like, four different options accentuating different vowels or different pronunciations of it.
I could see that, and I would like that because, like, NBA 2K13 and stuff like that, you have to choose a nickname, or MLB 2K10, which I have. I don't have any of the other ones. You have to choose a nickname, so they call you, like, Hotshot or something.
Or the Hammer.
I think that actually might be one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
But it,
so basically, it's about the size of a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thick ones, not the thin ones.
Oof. So it's like a tree trunk.
It takes away some of the immersion
yeah.
into the game. I mean, it doesn't, because once you initiate yourself or you attach yourself to that nickname, like I did money, just because I like the sound of it. Once you get yourself attached to that name, then... It helps, but it takes a season.
It takes a while.
It takes too long.
Well, in Oblivion, I played that game over and over, and my favorite part was the arena battles, which, frankly, I'm kind of pissed they took it out of Skyrim, because I fucking loved it. That was my favorite part. And I would always choose the same nickname. I think it was the Undertaker.
Yeah.
And that's a good...
One of my favorite wrestlers.
Shadow Step was mine.
No, I think I chose Shadow... No. Fuck. I would have to look it up again. Okay, what's the next game? See, I like this, doing a bullet point list, because that way there's not as much dead air. Second, we need to... Just BAM! Next, Hammerman!
The third game... Well, the third game...
I'm waiting
for this game. IP. Very popular IP for iOS. Infinity Blade Dungeons.
That's not IP.
Infinity Blade?
Yeah, I have the first two.
IP is just, like, the game. New IP would be...
New IP, I'm sorry.
I never said it was a new
IP. I thought that... I'm sorry.
You need to pay attention.
You're damn right I do.
What are you doing?
Not using my brain!
Not using it! Oh.
I haven't played them myself, so are they good?
I enjoyed them. Yeah. There's only one specific problem with it. It lags a little bit, but...
That could just be because you have a shitty iPod.
Fourth gen.
Huh?
You have a fourth gen, don't you?
Yeah. It works pretty well, but the thing is you have to let it run... A little bit, and you have to,
It's like an older computer. You gotta let it warm up.
Exactly.
Jam it in there. You can't just punch an asshole.
I'm excited for it. I loved both of those games. I never beat the second one, though. And they have a good story between... I read the book.
I'm not huge into playing on my iPhone for anything that in-depth.
It definitely takes a lot to get me into an iPhone game.
I play more, like, puzzle games and just something simple.
Something that doesn't take a lot of...
Tetris.
NBA Jam.
I love playing
NBA Jam. Is awesome.
That is awesome.
Dunk from the ceiling, motherfucker. Oh, break the backboard.
I gotta get that on my computer. That's fucking fun.
Okay. Next game we've got. Let me know if you guys can tell me even what this is, because I had never heard of it before I read this list. Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Never heard of it. That sounds really for... Oh, yeah! It's from Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat. It's essentially DC...
DC fighting game.
Yep.
DC Comics fighting game.
Which I would not consider new IP.
It is not a new IP. I would say anything based on a pre-existing franchise is not a new IP.
Not only that, but they're basically... I'm not that particular. I want to play it, just because after the new Mortal Kombat came out, I knew that they did really well. But and they're gonna go with. Have you played Killer Instinct?
I don't know.
Well, Mick or sister and I were playing it earlier, and it's the fighting engine is really cool in that you get two health bars, and if you lose one, you get knocked down. New round starts, but the person keeps their old health bar, so it's not like once one of you dies, everyone refills. It's you have your two health bars, and that's it. That's what they're doing, but they're going to have finishing moves, I think. But the fact that it's DC, they're not going to let it be M. That was the problem with Marvel versus DC. That's why I won't buy it. The cheapest I can find it for is... What did I say?
Marvel.
Yeah. Okay, that I would play. That shit I would play.
I think everybody would want to play that.
Mortal Kombat versus DC. Thank you so much. My throat's dry. But Marvel... I'm thinking Marvel versus Capcom, which, great. But no, Mortal Kombat versus DC. The problem with it was that they took out the M rating, and they were either fatalities if your character was from Mortal Kombat or evil, but if they were a DC character, it was called Heroic Brutality. There you go. Namesake. Heroic Brutality, where... They would beat the shit out of them, but you would have to see them breathing or kind of writhing around so you know they didn't kill them because they're the heroes.
See, that's stupid.
The thing is...
It's a goddamn fighting game. I want death and gruesomeness.
And they were cool, too, if they would have just added a little bit of blood. Because it's not the fact that, oh, I need blood to be entertained, but it's the fact that I know that they're toning it down, which bugs me. But no, the Green Lantern, he encloses his opponent in a circle... lifts it up, and then the circle gets smaller, and they get all jumbled up. Then they fall down, and they're breathing. It's like, no. Bones broken, dead as a doornail.
Should be squished into, like, a marble-sized thing.
And then there's one with Superman, where he bashes them on the top of the head a couple of times, and they go deeper into the ground. Internal decapitation. That would just compress their spine into, like, two vertebrae.
Realism does not equal fun. I'm going to bring up that argument whenever somebody complains about video game physics.
Were
they at least dead?
No.
See, that's stupid. Maybe get him down to that point, and then he, like, swings across and knocks their head off.
I gotta say, one of the new Mortal Kombat fatalities that really kind of... that I loved was Jax's fatality. What he does is he does that, pounds their head into the ground, and they're sitting there. They're actually alive. And he goes and kicks their head like a field goal. But the cool thing about it is he doesn't just kick it. He has to kick it twice, because the first time it doesn't go, and you see their head bounce. And the thing I like about that is it's gruesome every time I see it. Like, usually some of those, like the Quan Chi, he rips his leg off and beats him to death with it.
God, that's terrible.
I know, but the thing is, no one can just rip a person. There's going to be resistance there.
Yeah.
And the fact that there was resistance, it was, but I like that.
It gives a feel of there's actually muscle there.
And, like, there's
pain.
And there's
bone, and there's... It's not just, like, ripping through fucking paper mache.
I sound like a sadist, don't I?
A little bit.
Pain and death and...
Oh, what was...
Metallica.
Alright, we're ready to move on then.
Hammer's wearing a Metallica shirt. What were we...
What's Metallica?
Ninja Gaiden 3 tried to do that.
What?
With feeling that you're actually cutting through something. That game was a fuck-up.
That's what I hear.
Fuck up and a half. I bought it new, sold it the next day.
Really? That bad?
Awful. Ooh. Tragically awful.
Why?
I don't sell games, normally, unless I'm buying a new system and those games won't work.
Yeah?
Like, I went from PlayStation 2 to Xbox 360. I'm not going to be playing those games anymore because I don't have PlayStation.
Can you still sell PS2 games?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they stopped that a while ago.
To the eBays.
Yeah. I would hold on to them
now.
But, Yeah, they tried, and it looked like it was going to be a great game, and it just played like shit. Like, there was actually, like, it was hard to play Ninja Gaiden 2. 3 was just easy and a breeze, and there was just no fun to it.
I got through, like, I stopped playing it, but I have plans to play it again. Just when I'm ready to, you know.
But see, it's hard.
I know.
And Ninja Gaiden 3 is not.
One thing, with a hard game, I like to have an easy... Like, if I'm looking for a challenge, I don't want stupid hard. I want something that is possible to overcome. I want something where the retry is quick. Like, I don't want to be put into almost the exact same point I was before. And I think there's an excuse to make it even more difficult there. But okay, next game.
PS3 exclusive, releasing May 7th. And haha, you guys can't play this, but The Last of Us, which I'm actually really excited for.
Is that new IP?
New IP, yes. By...
Which one's that one about? I know I've heard of it, I just don't remember.
Post-apocalyptic zombie game. Created by Naughty Dog, who created Crash Bandicoot, Jack and Uncharted.
Love fucking Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog makes really good games, and that's why I'm excited for The Last of Us.
What did they make?
Crash Bandicoot is their big one, dude. It's
Crash I only played the one.
Crash Bandicoot, Jack and Daxter, and Uncharted.
Jack and Daxter was pretty fun, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't beat it, but that was back when I didn't really try and beat and play through games. But it was a lot of fun. There was actually a lot of challenge to it for me.
Good.
And Crash Bandicoot is fucking just awesome. That is an old game that I could go back to and play and still have some hard times with it.
But, see, the thing is, games have gotten a lot easier. Like, take the NES.
They've gotten easier because you can save so much.
Not even. And I have save states on these fucking emulators, and they are killer. Have you ever played the original Ninja Gaiden?
No.
Fuckity hell. That is crazy shit.
Well, that's because games didn't necessarily have a replay value to them, and they wanted you to get the most out of the game that you could.
That's true.
You're spending money, they want you to get your money's worth out of it. Nowadays, they don't care. They're going to come out with a sequel, and you're going to buy it.
Well, they came out with a shitload of sequels for Ninja Gaiden. Speaking of which, I'm just going to make this point. I was extremely disappointed. I ordered the Mandala set of Zen Magnets, which it comes with 8 sets. It was great. But it also came with a set of 3D glasses, like the old school, just for shits and giggles, I assume.
Like the red and blue tinted ones?
Yeah, I got them right here. But the point, you know, so I found a bunch of old 3D pictures, you know, and some really cool ones. But the point was, I got an old NES game called Battles of 3D World Runner. Turns out, I turned on the 3D. No difference. So we're here, look at these three, and just scroll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
It's like the 3DS without paying so much money.
See, one thing that pisses me off about that is the fact that you need a whole new system to play the games.
I can't play the game on my iPod that actually supports 3D.
What 3D?
The two pinball games I have on my iPod.
Next game.
All right.
Getting sidetracked here a little bit. Too much.
Next. This one, is what we do.
A little too much.
Next one, I just read about this as I was scanning through the list while these guys were going off on their tangents. releasing quarter one 2013 for Wii U and 3DS is basically Lego Grand Theft Auto. It's called Lego City.
I saw that.
Lego City Undercover. And it's an open world Lego game where you play as a police officer.
And to be completely honest, I'm pissed that it's not coming out for Xbox. Not because I want to play it, because I know my parents fucking love those games, and they are going to be disappointed.
One thing about Grand Theft Auto that I forgot to bring up, they're eventually going to try and get all of the islands from, like, New York and San Andreas and everything together.
That would be a game that deserved 3 discs, unlike L.A. Noir.
And be able to fly and go between the cities.
That would be fucking awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Yes!
To be able to go from San Andreas over to... So from, like, California to Florida.
To London. They did one in London.
I wasn't gonna...
I'm pretty sure it was an expansion.
That's not included in this. But go from California to Florida up to New York.
Is Florida Vice City?
Yeah.
Cool.
And that would just be awesome. I mean, obviously it's not gonna be...
Great, but...
No, it'll be great, because by the time they come out with it, they'll have... much better processing and
be able to have all 9 islands in a game, but it's not going to be set up necessarily as like the United States per se, is what I'm picturing, because they'll have to, unless you're taking it like a commercial jet and just kind of having like a cutscene in between the two places, or in between places. If they do that, then they can set it up as like the United States sort of.
That wouldn't be that difficult, I don't think.
You're cutting me off.
All right, go.
So if they do that, then they can set it up as United States. Otherwise, if you're flying between, say, California and Florida, so from San Andreas to Vice City, then they'd have to be a lot closer, and it wouldn't be necessarily the exact shape. Either way, I would like it all to be connected, because that'd be fucking sweet.
I would consider video games complete when they take Google Earth and make that a GTA game.
That is going to take a lot of time.
Yeah. I'm saying, I think that's about as far as they could go with non-virtual reality. Once they can get awesome. That kind of technology, I think that'd be about it.
All right, next game.
Next game, we've got exclusive, quarter 2, 2013, exclusive for 3DS, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. And
who gives a shit?
I do.
Sequel.
Really?
Yes, I do. Luigi's Mansion was a really good game. And
I tried to play it.
No comment.
I thought it was really fun.
Alright.
Anything else about it?
And I know a lot of people are very excited for that game.
Really? But it's
3DS. I heard good things.
I tried it, I just couldn't.
The vacuum cleaner is one of the best video game weapons of all time.
No, portal gun.
Well, is that really a weapon?
Yes! No, don't give me that face.
If you use it in the sense where you put a portal above someone's head and drop a bowling ball through it, then yeah. Otherwise, it's more of a transportation.
Yes, but
and a puzzle figure.
The fact that it could be used as a weapon.
A pencil can be used as a weapon.
Yeah, but let me make my point.
A table can be used as a weapon.
Anything can be used as a weapon, but this can be used as a weapon.
I wouldn't consider the portal gun a weapon.
I would. It can be used as a weapon conveniently.
Yeah, so can your fists. I'm not going to call my fists weapons, I'm going to call them hands.
That's because that's what they are. I would consider fists are technically considered deadly. Well, no. But it is a weapon.
This is a very stupid argument, we should move on.
Yeah, it's stupid.
The hamburger is not as
deadly. It is too! I knew we were going to get into this! Damn it!
Hamburger's not a sandwich, next game, please.
No, I need to fill the viewers in.
No.
Later.
No.
Better if
this is not happening right now.
It's better if they
Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance for Xbox 360 and PS3.
I've never played any of them, so I really don't know.
But apparently it's going
to be... You've been spotted.
No, it's not really going to be very much of a stealth game. You're not playing as Snake, you're playing as Raiden, who is a katana-wielding badass, apparently.
God of Thunder?
Not that one, you fuck.
That's the only one I give a shit about.
Nobody gives a shit about him.
Fuck you, Mortal Kombat is awesome.
There's going to be a large focus on fighting. Next game, to be released March for 368, PS3, and PC is Metro Last Night.
Metro Last Night?
It's a sequel. No.
Sequel.
Yes.
A sequel to Metro 2033.
I want to play. I mean.
What is it?
It's a
post-apocalyptic game set in Russia.
It's more like Mutants, though, to my understanding.
Are they doing kind of a Chernobyl thing?
Mutants, monsters type thing. I don't really recall. I know I want to play 2033. And Last Light isn't a direct sequel to it.
More of a spiritual sequel?
No, it's more of, like with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, it's more of that kind of sequel. So it's just more info, more on it. It's not like Assassin's Creed 2 to Assassin's Creed 3. 3 is a sequel of 2, Brotherhood, and...
More of an expansion, or...
Yeah, it's more of an expansion.
Okay.
It's like DLC, but more expansive than a DLC.
I gotcha, yeah. Okay. Next.
The next one, JRPG exclusive for PS3. I'm not going to have much to say about this, but Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch.
Never heard of it.
The only JRPG I'm a fan of is Pokemon. I did play the first and second Final Fantasy, but that's as far as I went.
There's like 7 billion Final Fantasies.
Okay, moving.
I started the American 3rd and the Japanese 6th.
Too many.
Moving on,
yeah.
A game I'm very excited for, if I do manage to get a hold of the Wii U, releasing quarter 1, 2013, is Pikmin 3.
I hear the Pikmin games are fun.
I played...
They are so much fun.
I played the first one when it was
released. What was it for?
The Pikmin 3?
No, the first one.
The first one is Nintendo GameCube, and it was later released for the Wii with Wii controls. I played the Wii
controls. The very first Pikmin?
The very first Pikmin. Okay. I played the first one with the Wii control feature, and it was a very, very fun game.
I played it when you had it. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. Okay, next one.
Next one, February 26th exclusive for Wii U is Rayman Legends.
That was fun.
Yes, it was.
That was fun playing that game.
So. I think we played Origins, I believe.
I've Legends only played one Rayman game, so.
Whichever one they have at GameStop for you to demo on the Wii U was fun.
I was going to, but it was taking too long to load. And I don't consider Raving Rabbids a Rayman game.
Next game.
All right.
To be released May 2013 for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, original IP called Remember Me.
You're Captain Hammer.
Shut up, Tony.
why do I even talk to you?
I don't know. That perplexes me. You're stupid.
You're stupid.
The game is a futuristic thriller centering on a memory hunter in 2084 who has the ability to manipulate or remix people's memories.
Head is a thick candy shell.
Shut up, Richard. Alright, so new IP.
I don't have much to say about it because I haven't heard a lot about it, but it's something I'll definitely be looking into. It sounds interesting.
It's Wii U.
And it is Xbox 360, PS3, PC.
Oh, cool. You should definitely talk more about that later when you find out more about it, because I want to know things, but I don't want to do the research
myself. If you can fuck with people's head, I would like to. That's something I've always wanted to do.
That's because you're a fucked up individual.
No, I just... Syndicate. Okay, yeah.
Yes, God.
Hacking people's minds.
You bought that?
I did that.
You did?
Uh-huh. I'm not going to be able to let you borrow it because I bought it for download, but...
Oh, well, I need to play it.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I love the demo. So much fun.
You can pick one superpower.
We're not getting into this right now. Later.
Fine.
Next later. Game for... it's PC exclusive, SimCity.
Okay. Nothing we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
I thought that died.
February 5th for PS3 and Vita. Sony exclusive systems. Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time.
Actually, back to SimCity. I want something. You can build your city, then zoom in and play The Sims in the city.
That'd be fun.
In first-person mode. And fight Godzilla with guns.
You're just asking for way too much.
I know. Let's move. That's on. The only reason I'd buy it. If you play like any SimCity 3000, that's basically as in depth as I want to go. Unless you're gonna just fucking wreck it, you know.
All right. Are we
next game?
Do we have anything to say about Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time?
Nah, I never played any of them.
Okay, now they're.
They didn't look that fun.
I hear they were good, but that's about it.
Next one, March 5th, for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, a game I'm actually excited for, even though it is a turn-based RPG. South Park, The Stick of Truth.
I read the article for that. That looks fun.
Never heard anything about it.
It is the first South Park game that the creators of South Park actually have an active role in writing and developing.
We had...
So it'll be better?
Yes. Yeah.
We had South Park for the N64, and it was... I mean, at the time, it was good because I was a kid and I didn't know any better, but I went back and tried to play it. Now, playing basically any game on the N64 is shit because the controller sucks.
Yeah. Nobody has three hands.
I do.
No, you have three legs, damn it. Thing does not count. It probably has a fist on it.
But the fact that you only have the one analog stick, so you can't do anything first person very well. Next.
Another thing that's got me excited for is it is being developed by Obsidian Entertainment, who did develop Fallout New Vegas.
Nice.
This is a very, very good game.
Very good. Visually appealing.
I gotta play it. I want to. I want to do the hardcore mode.
No, you don't.
Well, we have crashed and burned. One second.
Too much caffeine is getting to us.
La 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 la.
Not you, the actual caffeine, jackass.
Aren't I close enough?
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Calm down.
No! Make me hammer. Don't make me. No. Don't do it.
Fuck him quiet, hammer.
Alright, next one is Star Command for PC and iOS. I've never even heard of it.
Okay, there's a 4 on it.
What?
Star Command 4.
Star Command.
Oh, 4, okay.
Stupid.
He said Star Command 4.
For PC.
I get it.
Next game. I misheard him. Next game, because nobody's heard of that one.
Star Trek for Xbox 360 and PS3.
Okay, let's move past that.
I'm the same man.
I could go on about Star Trek, I don't want to.
Star Wars 1313.
Okay, let's go past Star Wars.
Star Wars 1313 promises to be grittier and more mature than past games.
Isn't it supposed to be really good?
It's in a, yeah, it's supposed to, from what I've heard, it's supposed to be a more mature Star Wars game that has you playing as a bounty hunter. It's supposed to be like a grittier sort of game.
Are you going to get to use a lightsaber?
If someone buys it, I'll give it a shot.
Playing as a bounty hunter.
So he could pick up a lightsaber. I think in every Star Wars game, there should be a mandatory use of a lightsaber. I don't even give a shit if it's a flying game. You should be launching light... The thing that pissed me off is because for the N64, we had Star Wars The Galactic Empire. It was a good game, great third-person shooter, but I always wanted to use the lightsaber. What?
You just sound stupid.
What? I just want a lightsaber. Is that so much to ask?
Yes, it is so much to ask. A flying game shooting lightsabers? What the fuck?
I'm exaggerating my point.
You're exaggerating to the point of where donkeys are flying with pheasants flying.
Okay, now you're
ass.
Being stupid.
Moving on. We have StarCraft II, Heart of the Storm. I'm not a big RTS fan, and I don't have a PC that could probably run a game like that.
The only one I really gave a shit about was Age of Mythology, because that game was bomb.
I have no thoughts on the subject at hand.
Next game is a Vita-exclusive game called Tearaway.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Nobody has a Vita.
Yeah.
I want one, but meh.
I feel like that's going to die
pretty
quick.
Next game is a game I'm not excited for, despite the fact that it is an IP I have enjoyed in the past. Released in Q1 2013 for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist.
I'm excited for that game.
I am not.
It takes away from... It's not a stealthy game anymore, but I'm excited to see what they do with it.
Eh.
I'm not going to be buying it.
I will. You can play it.
Okay.
If they let you do it. I'm excited for it. The demo that they showed, the video, it looked fun.
Was it actual gameplay?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It looked very visually appealing, and I don't care if it's not a traditional Tom Clancy Splinter Cell game. I'm okay with them changing it a little bit. And I don't know, it just looked fun. I don't remember a lot about it, but it just everything about it seemed like it was, I don't know, it felt like a new game entirely.
I'm okay with that. What's next one?
Next one is developed by Square Enix, March 5th, for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, a game I'm very, very, very excited for. Is the reboot of Tomb Raider.
Fuck yeah, thank you for finally saying it. Jesus, I've been waiting this whole goddamn time. I am so excited for that game. Ah, she is so hot.
I couldn't... Okay, okay. I was just gonna go ahead and say I couldn't give a shit and let you guys talk about it. But really, that's the only
have
reason...
Have you seen anything for
it, Tony? She does look hot. I'm gonna say that.
Okay, that's not the only reason. I'm just tossing that out there, because Tomb Raider's hot. Even when she had triangle boobs, she was hot.
Yeah, but that's because those are the best boobs you could ever find in a game.
Anyway, no, it just looks so much fun. Have you seen the newer videos for it of the crossbow or the bow that she uses? I'm running out of words to talk about things.
I assume you guys are going to buy it, so if it's good, I'll play it.
I will buy it twice. It looks a lot of fun.
Give me your second copy, though.
All right.
No, give me the second copy. Fuck you, Chris.
You don't buy new games. Fuck you.
Why is that fuck me? Okay, forget it. Go.
Next game, we've got Total War Rome 2 exclusively for PC.
Eh.
I'm done. I already got my game that I wanted.
Shogun Total
Wars.
And
the next game, which we definitely have something to talk about, developed by Ubisoft to be released this year for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, is Watch Dogs.
Yes!
God.
If
fucking being able to take over people's phones, laptops, if all the electronics.
That's not what I'm excited. I'm excited for the fucking ASP. Being able to just bash people on the legs.
I don't care about that.
I want to know, like, in the game, in the demo they showed a scene where he tampered with stoplights to create
a
crash, and there was a lot of, like, it seemed, if that wasn't a scripted moment, if that was something that you could kind of just do whatever at any point and people would dynamically react to it, then that game is going to be very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's a lot of options for how you can
go about your game.
How you can go about what missions you're taking on in that game.
Like Deus Ex.
Like, yeah.
A lot of ways
it
you can go about the
amazing.
Same thing. You can go in there guns blazing, because he does use a gun at some point. Or you can go in there all stealthy and tech-wise and taking over people's phones and shit and make people do other things. And
I will be buying that new if it's actually for 360, if it's not for 720. But they're okay.
Since it's releasing this year, I would assume it's going to be for 360.
Cool. Is it? Do they have a release date?
Is it Q1?
It just says 2013. It doesn't say when 2013. But 720 is if the new Xbox is releasing this year.
Let's just say 720.
It's going to be Christmas.
Very late in the year.
It'll be Christmas, okay. So most likely. They might though. It might be something that they could ship with it.
Okay.
But you got to keep in mind when the...
Or on shipping
day. No, they wouldn't do an AM game with
it. When the Xbox 360 first came out, they were still releasing the games for original Xbox on side.
Well, that's like PlayStation 2. They fucking released shit for that for years.
Didn't that just die?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. They finally stopped producing those.
First, let me make my point about Watch Dogs. This is nitpicky as a motherfucker. It's not going to change anything about how I play or I buy it, but I do have one complaint. When he whips out his baton, he closes it with his hand. Anyone who has ever handled one of those fuckers knows you have to bash that shit on pavement. You cannot do it on anything other than solid fucking ground. I don't know, that's it. It's nitpicky, but I would have enjoyed... That
but
level
then
of
he
detail.
Has, then he has to go down to the ground every time and smash it into the ground.
Well, or just on the floor, just...
Yeah, but he can't do it on the run.
True.
And that kind of takes away from the gameplay.
I know.
Makes it clunky.
I would have appreciated it, though. Or if
maybe a
just...
button. Maybe a button on it. A release button of some sort.
I'd be okay with that.
The point is, Watch Dogs look really freaking cool.
It looks amazing.
Tony's complaints are invalid.
Like as always. Like I said, it's nitpicky, and but it's not going to change anything about how I buy it.
So PlayStation 2. Being dead. Video game that I liked on a lot that was also on the original Xbox, so it wasn't an exclusive, that I was really hoping there'd be a sequel for. I don't remember. I don't really know if there could be a sequel for it. I suppose there may be a prequel. Or not a prequel. Dark Watch.
I thought you were talking Dark Sector. No. You Dark and Watch. The Torch fucking ranted and raved about it. I gotta play that shit.
It is such a good game for being so old. We picked it up maybe like 3 years ago to rerun.
More than 3 years
no,
ago.
No, to rerun through it
for
good old time's sake. It's still a great game. It was still fun. And I mean, it wasn't the greatest and longest of campaigns, and it was relatively easy now to play through, just because it's just simple.
Yeah.
But at the time... We even played it used. I mean, I don't even know how old that game is, but it's really, really old.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be close to 10 years old, at least.
Wow.
But it still is visually appealing and looks good, even today's standards.
One of the games I want to get on Steam, when I actually get Steam, which I'm way behind, I don't have Steam yet, but one thing I'm looking forward to that I might get is Painkiller.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Oh my god. Shurikens and Lightning. I've seen game. Because first, I had only seen what Yahtzee said about it, and then I actually looked up gameplay. That shit looks intense.
You go off of Yahtzee's words too much.
I take everything he says with a big grain of salt, but. Because I don't buy new games unless I'm legitimately interested in them.
Put your own time into it.
Okay, what am I going to do? Watch IGN? That's still IGN or. And if I'm interested in a game, what Yahtzee says isn't going to make a damn bit of difference. At all.
Yes, but you might be able to get a little bit better of an understanding of the game if you go in and... IGN does a great job.
I agree.
Of
I
not
do.
Being biased on any part of it. And they rip games down to the core, and they don't make fun of games. They don't do it in the way that Yahtzee does. And
well, I watch him more for my humor, for the humor purposes.
Yes, but you quote a lot of what he says and says... Yahtzee said this about this game, and it was probably
you guys do the
bad.
Same with IGN.
I don't do anything with IGN. I don't like IGN.
Why not?
Because of the opposite of what Travis said. They are kind of biased.
Towards?
Right now, it seems like EA. They defended Mass Effect 3 heavily when it came out, saying the ending wasn't as bad as people were expecting, or as people were saying it was.
Why's that?
Because one of their editors is in the game, or one of their faces is actually in the game.
See, so that's fucked up.
They were kind of heavily biased toward it.
Is that the only instance?
I watch the rewind trailers, and the stuff
they talk about.
They
games. Do have a lot.
I don't go off reviews.
They do have a lot of good information on their stuff.
I wasn't going off reviews. I don't even watch reviews for anything besides Yahtzee's, and that's just because that's afterwards, and I like to laugh at the games.
Exactly.
But I don't go off there. I don't listen. I don't watch those videos beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I don't like watching reviews. The only videos I watch. On IGN are either trailers or the rewind of a trailer where they go through and they nitpick at everything and break everything down and try and get more in-depth into it without actually having more information. And they uncover a lot of shit.
I like reviews just because if I'm interested in a game, for instance, I took a look at Lollipop Chainsaw before I bought it for the sister, and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Yahtzee had a review for Lollipop Chainsaw. He said that he enjoyed the originality. He basically said everything that IGN said, except with him, you literally needed to decode what he says. You really need to be so used to listening to him that you understand what he means.
Yeah.
And I'm such a fan, because if I'm bored, I swear to God, I'll watch like 10 videos at a time.
That's not surprising.
Well, they're funny as fuck, and if I got nothing to do, why not? But, okay, back to our point, the reason we looked at all these fucking games and talked about them is, how many games did we look at? 20 or 30?
Something like that, yeah.
And how many were new IP? Like 3 or 4?
Yeah.
That weren't iPhone?
Yeah. iPhone's a little... That's a good place for indie developers and new developers, to an extent.
It's a good way to get your feet off the ground, but it's... You need to get past that in order to get to people like us.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. And you also need to get past the bullshit. Like, the fact that Angry Birds is now on Xbox.
I am fucking sick of Angry Birds.
Who gives a shit anymore?
I was okay with the first game. Going past that with the seasons and Star Wars and space. Space. It's just stupid.
I'm getting sick of all the merchandising and seeing it everywhere I go.
I don't mind the little plush toys, but that's about where it stops for me.
They've got games, they've got candy, they've got pillows, they've got...
They even have fucking goddamn pistachio commercials with Angry Birds. It's stupid.
But you know why it's so popular?
It's stupid. That's why. Angry Birds is stupid.
It is.
We got that covered.
One of the things that pissed me off is, now this information is really fucking dated, but I think 3 or 4 years ago, Zynga was the most profitable gaming company out of all of them. And they're the people who did fucking Farmville.
That's because people are stupid and buy virtual money for things that don't matter.
Their micro-purchase is like a dollar or two. That's fucking smart.
I'm in full support of microtransactions for whatever games people want to buy. Like, if you want to buy stuff to get yourself ahead in the game, then I'm all for that.
As long as it's not kind of required.
If it's not required, yes. If you can earn the stuff through normal gameplay means, then yes. I agree with microtransactions.
That's like one of the... I agree.
That's like, I'm playing a slot game. It's called Slotomania. And then I also have another one that's called Slots. You can buy coins, so you can keep playing if you run out of money.
Yeah.
I mean, you earn money just by waiting anyways.
Like CoinDozer.
Yeah. But, I mean, at a certain point in one of the games, I have over over $3 million. The highest pack amount that they have is like 20,000.
Oh, okay.
And it costs like 20 bucks.
Jesus.
I mean, yeah, if you're just starting out and you're betting like $5 a spin, I mean, yeah, it's going to last you forever. But it means nothing to me. And I'm not going to spend my money on that because there's nothing to get out of it. It's playing a slot game. At least Farmville, you at least get to create a town and you take care of all your shit or whatever.
That's one thing that kind of pisses me off about League of Legends. Two things. The fact that there are some things you can only buy through actual cash. And the fact that even if you did want to buy a new character, it takes a long time to make up that money. That's if you're a new player. I mean, if you know what the fuck you're doing, by that time you're already experienced and you have new players.
Yeah.
But I think it's about time we sign off.
Yeah, I'm about ready to be done.
All right, well,
unless Hammer's got something more to say.
Yeah, something more to say.
Yeah, well, I am deeply sorry for us wasting the last hour and 40 minutes of your lives.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're angry about that, please respond to us. We would love to read your hate mail. This has been Up Late with Too Much Caffeine. With guest star Captain Hammer. I'm up late.
I've had too much caffeine.
And I'm sick of this.
Thanks for listening.
Fuck yourselves.